Friends begins at 8:30 from San Francisco, the city by the Golden Gate. We present the Pioneer Fun Show, the West Coast, the Lipton Sea Jamboree. With Harrison Holloway, Master of Ceremonies, Claude Sweetin, Musical Director.
Now, in keeping with the Thanksgiving holiday spirit, we take a few major liberties with an important historical event, the landing of the Pilgrims on the wild New England shore. Hey, thou dames and gents, don't push. Take it easy. Why this scramble to leave the good ship Mayflower?
Out of mind, they huckle, they. Oh, you're I'm positively famished.
Don't stop me, Harris. Wait a minute. I'm a desperate old man.
Mr. Holloway, my condition is gravely serious. I must disembark without delay.
Carl Sarnia, you little shrimp. Who do you think you be, a gateman on the Oakland Ferry? One side, gangway.
Hey, Sweetin, you're forgetting your fiddle. For the love of Miles Standish, tell me, what's the meaning of all this mad panic?
Well, can't you see? The grocery store on the hill is still open.
But by the buckle on my velvet breeches, what has that grocery store got to do with this outrageous lack of discipline?
Say, you're lucky, Holloway. That's what you are. Lucky that there wasn't a downright mutiny aboard when we ran out of Lipton's tea.
Patriotic Heartthrob Drama Guild presents the story of how our flag was born, the birth of the Stars and Stripes. The characters, a soldier, a captain, George Washington, and Betsy Ross. Act One. The scene is Valley Forge in the dead of winter. Winds are howling, hail is hailing, snow is snowing. The time is 3 o'clock in the morning. A revolutionary soldier, exhausted from his long night of vigil, half frozen, stumbles into the captain's quarters with startling news. News that will go down in history.
Curtain!
Captain! Captain! You know what?
No, what?
Captain, we ain't got no flag.
What? We ain't got no flag?
No, we ain't got no flag.
Act Two, the tent of General George Washington.
Come in.
General Washington?
Yes, my good man. What is it?
I'm the captain of Company B, located at Valley Forge. General, you know what?
No. What?
General, we ain't got no flag.
What? We ain't got no flag.
No, we ain't got no flag.
Act 3, the home of Betsy Ross.
Come in.
Hello, Betsy.
Hello, George.
No, what?
Betsy.
Betsy, girl, we ain't got no flag.
What? We ain't got no flag?
No, we ain't got no flag.
Here, hold the baby a minute and I'll make you one.
Ellington to the mic to sing that old favorite, the Yama Yama Man.
Every little tot at night is afraid of the dark, you know. Some big Yama Man they see when off to bed they go. Yama Yama, the Yama Man. Terrible eyes and a face of tan. If you don't watch out, he'll get you without a doubt. If he can, maybe he's hiding behind a chair, ready to spring at you unaware. Run to your mama, for here comes the Yama Yama. Maybe he's hiding behind a chair, ready to spring at you unaware. Run to your mama, for here comes the Yama, Yama Man.
Pat Easy, will you come over here, please, and bring that bright young brother of yours with you?
Yeah, you mean Leakproof?
Yes.
Come on over here, Leaky.
Yeah!
Isn't that awful? Adhesive, the waiter at the restaurant across the street tells me that you and Leakproof were in there last night and had your Thanksgiving dinner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Boy, it was a good dinner, too, wasn't it, Leakproof?
Yeah!
What did you have to eat?
Well, we started off with the payoff.
What do you mean you started off with a payoff?
We started out with nuts.
Mm-hmm. Then what?
Well, next came the soup, and from then on, Leak Proof and the waiter was off to the races.
You mean they had an argument?
Oh, and how they had an argument. Boy, right off the bat, Leaky starts raising the dudes because he found a dirty word in the alphabetical soup.
Yahoo!
Then he starts kicking because there was a hair in the soup.
Why didn't you tell the waiter about it?
He did. He told the waiter. He called the waiter over and he says, hey, there's a hair in this here soup. The waiter said, that ain't no hair. There's a crack in the plate. Leaky says, yeah, but that's the first time I ever seen a crack wiggle like that.
That's always bad.
Yeah, then Leaky tried to make some words out of the letters in the alphabet, but there wasn't enough N's in the soup, and Leaky was going around the place talking like this fella Justin Nittles.
Justin Nittlewitz.
Yeah, he said, waiter, well as we go against all our spillers of lollios.
Now, what was the next course, fish?
Yeah, the waiter said it was sold. Leaky said, hey, if this yaw is supposed to be sold, you better take it out in the kitchen and remove this yaw heel. Then he says to the poor waiter, hey, ain't you got nothing with bones in it? The waiter says, yeah, why don't you try a banana?
Didn't they serve any condiments?
Any what?
Condiments. Condiments are olives and radishes and
celery. Oh, yeah. They give us some of that stuff. Leaky, you tell him. Will you tell him what he says?
Hey, what kind of stuff is this? The waiter says, that's rhubarb. I said, that don't mean nothing to me. I'm still asking you, why is it? The waiter says, rhubarb is silly with high blood pressure.
Leaky certainly doesn't, when did you get the turkey?
Well, the turkey doesn't come next, and boy, was it tough.
The waiter comes over and says, is that turkey tender enough? Can you cut it? And I said, no, I can't cut the meat, but I managed to bend the gravy all right.
gone tenor on us, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you send it back?
Well, yeah, we did. We sent it back on a stretcher.
Yeah!
What did you have to drink?
The only thing that was any good was some Lipton's tea, and boy, that was really swell.
I'm certainly glad to hear that something was good. Well, how was your turkey?
Oh, I really felt sorry for the poor turkey. Boy, just as I was about to stab the turkey, the poor little turkey looked me right square in the eye, and he says, serves me right. I wouldn't have been in this here mess if I hadn't lost my head.
It serves me right were the last words of the Thanksgiving turkey as he noticed that Lipton's tea was included on the menu, to which we add this brief palatable eulogy. An average of at least 250 cups of rich-bodied, full-flavored, flavorful tea to the pound. That's what you get in Lipton's yellow label black or green Japan tea. That's why your better judgment always tells you that it's more economical to buy Lipton's.